Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. What's up? Sing with your voice. Thank you. Father, we honor you for your favor and faithfulness. Thank you for the life of everybody that is here. I want to thank you for the life of our friends who are watching us from online and listening to us on podcast. We are grateful. We are grateful for the life we enjoy, for your protection, for your provision, for your favor, for your increase. Thank you for your faithfulness to the cross of Calvary. You have translated us from the kingdom and the domain of darkness into the eternal marvelous light of your dear Son. You did not look at our flaws. Whilst we were yet sinners, you died on the cross for us. So the writer of 1 John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us that we should be called the children of God." Right now, I ask you to rebuke every wind of the enemy and give your people the rapt and sound attention for the nurturing and the dissemination of your word. The word is alive, is active, is powerful than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul as of the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Peter, when he met you, he said, "We have toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word, we will cast our net and launch into the deep." I pray that as the word comes, you will spread yourself over your people and give them advantage in this life. Grant them advantage in this life. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. All right. Good to see all of you. It's a joy and a blessing to have you all in the presence of God. I would love to read our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, "There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, 'Sir, we want to see Jesus.' The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, 'Sir, we are here, we came, we require, we seek to see Christ.'" These Greeks were intellectuals. These Greeks, As a matter of fact, what Greece is known for is philosophy. Philosophy is two English words, or two Greek words rather, put together. Philia, which is a form of love. Philia, just like agapios, the unconditional love of God. Philia, it translates into the English as feeling. Philia and sophai. Sophai, from the word sophia, means wisdom, or the love of wisdom. These two words are put together. So these guys were scholars. When you look at Greece, you can find people like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, men like that who have made Greece and Athens very popular. They were the first people who built a stadium or a stadia for people to compete. It was not for football. They had all kinds of games. They could let animals fight human beings. They could let human beings fight human beings. They started dog racing and games like that. And then people will come to the stadia and sit in the galleries. So I'm going to ask you a question. In those days, there were no iron rods. Tell me how they built galleries. These were bright minds and deep thinkers. As a matter of fact, they could call the Greeks bright thinkers. Another word to be used for philosophy is bright thinking. I am starting from that dimension because I have come to a realization that many people believe that being born again simply means leave your mind and your reasoning faculties, and the spirit will do everything. This is why we are building up on something so that everybody can be able to understand that the word of God, as the Bible said, you know, to them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. It depends upon when we say that somebody is a Christian. What I mean when I call you a Christian, you are not just a follower of Christ, but rather Christ has impacted your life in every area of your life. We started a new series in all our churches, from the F5 to the branches and all that. We call it the complete Christian. Complete Christian, or the total Christian. An absolute Christian. Not a Christian who is good just in prayer. I do not want to know the Christian, Tieye, who is heavenly bound but earthly no good. Heavenly bound. We are in the Osra in Yenobiko. But as I see, who did in ye? Let me show you a scripture. It's not part of our submission tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19. The Bible says something here. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Yea. Go back to the scripture. Huh? Now, everybody should be able to understand that. The moment you are labeled, let me use a word you can understand. The moment you are branded Christ, you belong to the Christ. Adiebi oha, instantly you begin to depart from it. So then, Enolisi, the people that are disturbing the ears of many with this hyper or bloated grace message. Whatever you do, once you are a Christian, you don't even have to confess your sins. Utu jemu anabe unoswa a mistake. Let's look at the woman, anti-beauty or something, anti-beauty, the last time she came to church. And what better now? Hana me di America be grown a huwa kamahan. Because the woman had few days on earth. Do you know me better to you know and go to cranny baba be grow na man can no cra and chile wa mahao. Imagine the conditions a certain year. And then all that I am about to tell Dickin Dinsey, Palos Sounds is going to be the best. You are going to be. Of course, even the devil know that when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all other things are added. We call it the other things. How can somebody serve this Christ and be poor? I'm asking you. I have asked this question many times. How can somebody serve God and be a fool? How can you be foolish? So when he said that foolishness is bound at the heart of a child, Proverbs chapter 22 verse number 15. Foolishness is bound at the heart of a child, but the rod of correction. I will not miss the opportunity. I'm telling you, Irene, I won't miss the opportunity telling you the truth. Yeah. You commit abortion, you have just blown the cover of grace. I'm telling you. Wasn't that what he said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 26? The Bible said, if we really sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. THE The Bible said, na si enye munu no kure ni munim tiye, yenye nyan no kure ni munim tiye. Na echire tiye ye, the predominant word is yebuapa, eko yebonea. And yeboni wafribu biye di homa ubiyo, the word biyo means never and never and never. Yeah. Ami police, obinya nyan no kure ni mu nimpia. Ye ni moja homophobia. I'm serious. Wainti and ya nini waya ya dear too much. That man is from East Legon. Man, the guy is a rich man. No. No, you are a soul. That's how I see everybody. Everybody is a child of God. That's how I see everybody. Period. No, mommy, we were a millionaire. On a day, such a chance in way, Bagana had a woman is rich. Ye preach, you cry. I said, we have attention for that particular person. There is a young, fine friend of mine who is contesting my MP in this constituency. His name is Sadiq, amazing guy. This Sunday he came to us to come and visit us. And the moment he said, I said, this is the man who wants to contest my MP. No, me fancy you. There are no hidden charges. Straight material to him. I asked him, Sadiq, why don't you go and contest in your hometown? This place is a no-go area. He said, you are not the only person who have said this. Even my father, who is an MPP executive, has said to me, Sadiq, Charlie, you can't post your poster in front of the gate. This is an MPP house. Now I have my MP, whom I love so much, but I also have my friend who is contesting my MP. Therefore, me, I don't take sides. I can't take sides. I love all of them. I tell all of them truth. Finish. Sir, don't want anything from you. Now, when you are praying, now we yell, cram, kwaji, and we chuma. Seriously. Hallelujah. There's that scripture I want us to look at. It's not part of our submission. Line upon line. I think it's book of Isaiah. Precept upon precept. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 28, make sure that all our friends online are seeing all scriptures on screen. All of them. When you watch this service without the scriptures on the screen, it doesn't make sense. The Bible said, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Dubai, you know, I'm talking to you spiritually. Take a crap. financially kakra, influentially kakra, physically. Why do you think that I'm asking Dr. Mahama, Dr. Ibrahim rather, to do what he is doing every Sunday in the W3 service? We will take it to the F5 service later. The reason is because I realize that so many Christians don't take their health serious. As a matter of fact, they don't care. Spirit noir. Spirit noir. And I realize I have stood by believers and they were dying. Stood by believers who were dying. Actually, they died. So I'm not going to be sitting here. What God will have us do with planning, articulate, meticulous, you know, arrangement and order and structure. We are not going to be joking with that. The case will be a Christonia. You know, those days. Is this a song? I stand here to condemn you. My father will be in this. Obeji Edie, no way we will. Better than when you move. Kono ma bopada kwabrani ashegan mo mutiwa mo za komfo. You may be seated in the presence of God. You make my life so beautiful. And as you have made me here and now. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love Jesus forevermore. Oh, I want more of you. I want. The more I know you, hey, the more I want to know you, yes, you. I want more. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you. The more I want to know. More of you. More of you. More of you. Jesus, more of you. More of you. Yeah. We are making preparations to receive Reverend Eastwood Anaba from the 1st to the 4th of August 2023. A few weeks to go. It's going to be very special in God's presence. And I don't want you to miss Saviors 2023. It's going to be a lifetime encounter and experience in the lives of God's people. Say a good amen. On Sunday in the W3 service, I picked up on Isaiah chapter 62 and verse number 10. And I was talking to you about raising the standard or lifting up the standard. The Bible said, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, and cast up the highway, gather out the stones, and lift up a standard for the people. Just in GNT, and then I can cruise. The Bible said, people of Jerusalem, go out of the city and build a road for your returning people. Prepare a highway, clear it of stones, put up a signal so that the nations can know. Now, when you look at the scripture, they have gone and prepared a way. There is no nation in the world where people travel to more than Israel. They have cleared the way, made a standard. And people are bringing the forces of the Gentiles and the merchandise of the world. Then when I finished, I also read Zechariah chapter 3, verse number 1. And the Bible said in another vision, GNT, King James Version, he showed me Joshua, the high priest, the Bible said, before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Then he went further and said, the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? So he went further and listened. He said, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Anytime you see garments or clothes or dressing in the Bible, it is talking about identity. Apart from identity, personality. Personality runs through the lines of identity. The Bible said in the next verse, he said, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with change of raiment. So I want to talk about change of raiment. These are still keys of the kingdom. Put our theme on the screen for us. You know, keys of the kingdom. Jesus said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose shall be loosed. I love it when the Bible makes a submission in the book of Ecclesiastes, Pastor Steve, and he was talking about God has created man perfectly, but the men have sought out many inventions. Even when you became born again, God has set all the parameters in right places. The men have sought out many inventions. If men have not sought out many inventions, can somebody tell me how, you know, we have tablets. You can pick tablets and turn into Ubruni overnight. You can swallow tablets and drink water. By the time you wake up in the morning, you are a white woman. This is not gradual transformation. Instant. This is not true. People will not rub something like a cream and go under the shower and wash an instant bleach. If this is not true, people will not be injecting their bum bum. Bum bum. Will be a petua. Will be a petua. Nanam kachi didisi didimi yengo ya wadi enwe. Said you a tour market naya big and any me envy a hunyimu. I can't sing. God has created man perfectly, but the men have sought out many inventions. I know people are going to say, well, if your tummy is too big and you want to do something about it, okay, so I'm taking care of myself, that's why I'm not, no problem. I'm not arguing, I'm just quoting scriptures. I'm not arguing. So now the attention, everything is wealthy. Kingdom does not come into the picture. Jesus is not preached in the pulpits anymore. His emphasis is gone. His songs are missing. Now the world is taking over. Wealth is in church. I heard Dr. Justice Abebo preaching for our very good friend, Awuche, Reverend George Nati, and he said, we have prophets, including himself, who prophesy about people's panties as if you don't know what you are wearing. We have prophets who can prophesy about your name as if you don't know your name. We have prophets who can prophesy about where you live as if you have lost your address. We have prophets. And when he was building that, I sat down quietly and I'm listening to the gospel. He said, why can't we have prophets who can preach and prophesy transformation of mind and heart and conscience? Why can't we have prophets who can determine that this is darkness? I want to turn away from the darkness into the light. Why can't we have such prophets? Because the world does not like those prophets. I'm telling you, I know a prophet. If I bring him here for 2 nights, the first night everybody will come. The second night, half of you will not return. And Tinasa Azizo, and you know, Azza. Deception, manipulation. And yet, we are praying in tongues. I realize that most of the people in perverse life are in church. Perverse life. And you be kununa wo ho and all that will be kununa toka man no be kununa high diamond no sister on told. I told you. On told. You know, Ebeye was saying you are having a good life. But the Bible said you walk pan the yen yen tin in so no where you walk crossia straight on. Preach it like that, there's a good view, Drodia, you name why you are tenuing TNTM. And then go see a phone on a casasa. One more may address a woman a casasa. Would you more tie? Was often me. Diana was often me. I told you the mind of God. Yeah. It's a example. We started that morning fire on Vision 1 preaching. Yeah, 45 minutes, almost 50 minutes. And you preach here, you have to pay offering. Keep it. Me king of me, I do actually. Oh, Papa, I'm about to do it. Me new moja home for. Yeah. Me new moja home for. Now, Grandpa, I say this on authority, sir. When you are sitting in a church like this, and you still die and go to hell, you chose it. You made that choice. Oh, you made that choice. You are sitting in a church like this and still living in the vomit of your destiny. If you go to hell, you chose it. Because I'm reminding you that hell is real and heaven is real. Let's read quickly about the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Esther, the Bible said there was a certain rich man who lived in the time of Lazarus, or whether there is a certain man by the name Lazarus. The Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and the Bible said that the man fed sumptuously. Turn this into NLT. Let's look at that word, sumptuously. The Bible said he lived in luxury. Range Rover, G-Wagon, Bentley, Rolls. He lived in luxury. That is what the world understands now. You go to places, Mama Comfort, Cabin or Dubai. And there are bloggers and there are people with these cameras going on the car park, seeing who will get off from which car. Very interesting. Come and see the luxury and plunge house of Dede Rita. What does that mean? Dede Queen. The Bible says something. The Bible says, very interestingly, whether we boast, that it will be a good thing to boast in the Lord, to boast that you know God. And not to boast that I have this and that. It doesn't, yeah, man, grow focus. You know, if you don't want to find a good thing, or no, that came, and oh, how you join a home, and oh, catch us, I did not hear who would be a mid the end and see who would be. Yeah, who deny who would. Let me ask you a question. Let's say that I fall dead right now. I will not carry the car with me. I will not carry the house with me. Every land that I have, I will not carry it with me. It doesn't mean anything. As Isaiah, the reason why we name this place after Comfort and Isaac and Ponza is because Onipanua, Minananua, Diasaziwe, Mameno. On a pass, I see what the Amir and Vanya, sorry for free. I honor their memory with their names here. But no more call, man, Fanko. Sister, be heavenly minded. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Listen to the word of God. The Bible said very clear. We'll come back to the story of Lazarus. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated. Yeah, on the right hand of the Father. And the Bible contains, set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Shouldn't be things on the earth. The God of Abraham, I see him lifting you. The Lord lifts him. I'm telling you. You don't need anybody to announce that. You don't need anybody to be very careful about your life. Every 24 hours is a reminder that you will be a baby. And so physically, spiritually, financially, influentially, and that we handed a list like that. If you have it, put it on the screen. That makes a complete and a total Christian. The Christian must be sound physically, sound psychologically, sound financially, sound influentially, or you influential. What Bob read through baby, I worry baby. Ah, you know, and when you can pick up the phone and call the presidency, and I say A, B, C, D, because or you influential. Yeah, because you will be called heaven, and just work about here about. No. Yes, we pursue a degree. Yes, we build houses. Yes, but Adia Walker said, don't let your affection, your heart, be in that thing. This is why Jesus was saying that, you know, lay up treasures for yourself in heaven where there is no moth or corrosion or rust and thieves cannot break in and steal. Tia, lay up for yourself treasures, you know, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. Turn this into a different version. Look at this one. He said, do not store up riches for yourself here on earth, where moth and rust and look at all these chobba people. I won't mention anybody's name. Miss one more quill for chobbas all around me movie. But I can mention five people. Chobba ji boom Wagana. As I'm speaking to you, a good job. Why? Because anybody free more, I didn't know one more day as a human. Anyhow. School be was here. Now, Amen and Papa, no? They built a very, very solid school. When we were kids, our friends used to go to that school. So when we close, we come to them. The teachers were so nice to us. Sometimes we come early before they close. And they can allow us to sit in the classroom. And, it is something, my childhood school. Mami wu, you know, this school, nema, nema. Akushibirenti. Omari is school, nema, skena. And then they use the school as collateral. No, they call Jilo. And I love for Naji school no normal tongue. Your mother will be turning in her grave. Your mother will be turning in her grave. Say, Mawunkwa Siyama. Mother will be turning in her grave. Mawunkwa Siyama. Yeah. The Bible was asking the other time, he said, the fool and the wise will all not be remembered. Both of them will not be remembered. By now we should be eulogizing Atameus. No one will remember or remembers the wise, and no one remembers fools. In days to come, we will all be forgotten. You say, what can I say now? Can Kai we no more? We will say, well, life will be a very careful life. Who needs a village? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Mumu be unfancy, wunu nada, amnense, wunu. And when you're mere before, have asked, let no man deceive you with vain words. There are a lot of it going on right now. Vain words. And we call it preaching. Vain words. And the world love vain words. People who speak vain words. Watch it out, you tell them, watch on the TV, you know. And kuntebu, put that there, you know, your microphone up and speak to us.
Kuntebu,
read the word.
Mumo bin fa inse hunu nda adamo.
Yeah.
Na sani yomani inti na onyaku pebu vushebe baso ni maso.
Sen inse hunu oba promo. He mentioned that then inse hunu the other day. I think he mentioned it in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 4. Isaiah 59:4. Yeah. Kwe. You are reading, none calleth for justice and none pleaded for truth. And the Bible said they trust in vanity and they speak lies. They deceive, they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Kayoma mintie brad, yes.
Obiara
nsamai asentene nesu. Obiara nsamai asamai asentene nesu.
Obiara nsamai wa nukura asemu.
Obiara nsamai wa nukura asemu. Obiara nsamai wa nukura asemu.
Wade wa hontu insenhunu so.
Tieye. The second time he's mentioning Inzihunu in the Bible. The last time he mentioned Inzihunu in the Bible is Isaiah chapter 58 and verse number 13 and 14. Inzihunu. And this is the generation of Inzihunu. Go to TikTok and I could read Inzihunu. I'm doing the Instagram and I put Jimmy Kese. Until that app came up. Koradia. Mama comfort, mami penimute sa wanuwe yini nufu nodi ato. Asini ubenum. 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 No namo ba shofo fo. No structure, no decorum, no order. Jimina. Isaiah chapter number 58. Look at verse number 13. Read on, sir.
Homeda pe su inshira. Sa wasan kan wona homeda. Homeda kronkron no wanya de wope.
Read on.
Now fra homeda se energy de. Ni irade da kronkron no se da e se enidi.
Read on.
Now dinini. Ni. No wan fa wara wakwan so. No wanya de wara wope. No one kika insin huna.
Yeah, no one kikens in huna. Look at that and not speaking your own words. Kikens in huna. When you are before the Lord, despite your pain and despite frustration, and kikensi unu wunyami yene. Wunyami yere diya waye menkrofu okosu wunyami yere. Wunyami yere mabre wunyami yu. Mabre eye yisi unu. En awo kika. Wabre nyame. Wabre nyame. Abompaya abababa. Ube tiyete untiye jay. Eye yisi unu na okika. As I close, I would love to tell everybody, time is not on our side. You know, bring me home. Obia would you? Me am gina hey, me ni bre. Bre no kwa na ekone. Ana eno obi angaze mo injere. Yes, we will be blessed. Yes, we will be rich. Yes, we will be favored. But the bre eko. Eni ya usodi ye. Sisi ya adi asan. Ye be we are 2023. Say, we are in July. A prayer on a crono. One so tianet. Tinkan jam zeb rade di afi bagua kaumfi. Catch them so at tebagu every womb view. One anu ya wumfi a school ye. A junin as that ebe utim. Wa bogimuna ya june. My God, you should be listening to what I'm saying. So that you now we will be like men and women who are waiting for their Lord. Yes, sir, and in the power came wound. I'm telling you. I don't feel the a worship night. And then they showed me all kinds of secular musicians, and they said to me, Papa Mane Haona, we want all these guys to perform our songs. So it's a good idea. You know what? We need to draw these guys close to be able to see the light of the gospel. Because our mandate is to go out and seek the lost sheep. That is what our mandate is. But also, our mandate, my darling, is not for you to compromise your stand. Yeah, cheer the bonye for, but at the bonye for ninti min cheer. Tia. Ye be we na de bonye for na chum. Young man bako imuha. Where so mo train a shawu for a shawu marketa a ba, sorry. A tomb no na shall for natural. Or young temu one and nine. So then he is talking about standard. Standard, standard. There are standards. A shall for no a win, you know. This is why I keep telling you, upon a foul bag. I'm telling you. I'm moving for na semo mesane uma mekanje. Because I'm tedious. Once we close, in the next 10 minutes, let me do this. And then You know, bring the story of Lazarus and then let us read it. There are some very profound, the Bible said in the next verse, look at this. He said, and there was a certain beggar by the name Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of souls, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs of the rich man licked his souls. In verse 22, the Bible said it came to pass that the beggar died and was buried. And the Bible said, and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. This is serious. Now, if I look at this carefully, he said in verse number 23, he said, and in hell, my darling, this is not a fiction. This is not a mirage. There is a hell. And still, I call hell. Hell, the Bible said, Esther, the Bible, Jesus described hell in a very nice way. He said, there, the worm does not die. It means that hell, the fire does not quench, the worm does not die. He's describing hell. Yesu, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. It's a serious place. I'm telling you. Mark chapter 9, verse 48. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Go to the previous verse. Let's see how the Bible puts it. And if thy eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to go into the enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to, you know, than having two eyes and cast into hellfire. May power show. Be very careful that you don't go to hell. Look at how John the Revelator said concerning hell. He said in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, he said, and whosoever was not found, whosoever name was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. I was speaking to young people here on last week, and I was telling them, I said, "Ejuma mo ye me nyami inshire ejuma utfiri wa kume nyami bishira nyami eni mno osomno ebi nsun chimbi said ya bone ebi nsun chimbi ejamain is the same as entro chobu." Is the same as a woody. Sin is sin. Same thing, dear. Me and me preachy, when you me and him, dear, what you treat toilet, so, a yajumacro. Me and me, brem, one name, no, me, dear, it depends on how far I go. That determines my crown. And so he was talking about something in Romans chapter 12. I think from verse number 4 downwards. The Bible was saying something. Listen, he said, for we have many members, but one body, all the members have not the same office. So he goes further. Verse 6. And said, having then the gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, whether it's prophecy, let us prophesy. I turn this into GMT. And if our gift is to speak God's message, we should do it according to faith that we have. In the next verse, look at this. It is if your grace is to serve, you should serve. If it is teaching, teach. in the next verse, if it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whosoever shares with others. Now my person may cut. Turn this back in GNT. In this verse, he said, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Obedience is a warmer. When you win, go you win. When you win, find you. I met a woman. The Lord has touched her heart. She's helping kingdom people. You don't have a job. She can help. You don't have opportunity. This will be a Christian in my no pushing up. But yeah, no train me on channel. See, Yamini Pamaminka is a winchet up. A dear yaw, I'll be on your way. Fen one mummy dinta, say, Juma me in ye at the mangrove for me, please. I mean, pursue the yahuno. Any woman swear top bobo bakuma, sorry. So for poor, sorry, no, I'm a chiana. I'm sorry, no, Jai. Sorry, no, Mumua, dear son. Moakram de Bua woman now, monkey. The Bible said, and if it is to lead, that word ruler, it means leadership. With diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. There is a gift and a ministry for mercy. Go to the prison and feed people. She has suffered by a call, chibo down for me as a nemebo deliverance. Sunday, first thing, you need to now bump by a man or call G take away man or three. Tamano didn't free, quans, who got pay baby didn't deny. Shop for the man as a gift of mercy. Will you be bima? Will be now? Will you be quiet? You'll be disappointed. Oh, you'll be disappointed. Don't look for anything in return. And may I tell the people who we are loving you, loving you, loving you, don't take the people loving you as fools. So. One more door, one more door, one more, and minutes one more in Guasiavu. And that will be teaching, you know. Asobeshi Bruta. Ukojiminu abe pacho. You can never tell me that cheating on somebody is a light thing. That anybody can wake up and say, I cheated on my husband, I cheated on my wife. You have been honest and sincere, but I didn't know I woke up in your baby, etc. Would you be a comedian? Yeah. Okay, more coaching. Hallelujah. Go back to the story of Lazarus. Let's close. And the Bible said in the next verse, he said, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died, he was buried. Look at the next verse. And in hell, the Bible said, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, I don't know who Abraham is. I'm sorry. You will be a friend of revelation knowledge. Sometimes you name driving, but you drive in a dream. Sometimes you can meet somebody in a dream and say, this was my great grand aunt. This was my grandfather. You can see some, you've never met them physically. But in a dream, you have knowledge that we. And then, send Lazarus, have mercy and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am in torment in this flame. There is a flame. Oh. In verse 25, listen. And Abraham says, son, remember that when thou was in your lifetime, you received good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. In verse 26, he said, beside all this, between us is a big gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can we pass to you, pass to us. That would come from things in the next verse. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father Abraham, that you will send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they come not into this torment. Verse number 29. And Abraham said, they have covered you in alabaster. The Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Listen to what he said. He said, no. If somebody rather go from here, they will repent. But listen to Abraham in the next verse. He said, if they will not listen to the Kofiu Druze and the rest of them, yeah, then we don't know what will happen to them. If they don't hear, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if somebody goes from the dead. Come back to line. Align your life. Make it right with God whilst you have the opportunity. Raise your standard. Raise your standard. Stand to your feet, let's close. Clap your hands for the Lord. You guys online, thank you. I love you. You want to join us for our offerings? These are the details on your screen. I want to be praying. As we're praying, you can do that. Our two hands are lifted. I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord. We are asking God's grace and God's glory. He shall have mercy on us and prepare us earthly, heavenly, psychologically, physically, influentially, spiritually, financially. God should make us complete Christians. In every area of our lives, we are complete. Oh yes, we are complete. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. In the precious name of Jesus. Let your strength be made perfect in all my weaknesses. Strengthen me and give me grace to excel. May I never fall short of the glory. May I finish well. May I finish well. Help me to control my appetites. Different appetites. That I will be the pleasure of Christ all the days of my life. I give you thanks that you are at work, Master. In the precious name of Jesus. Can you pray for your family in this time? Pray for your business. Pray for your children. Ask the hand of God and the grace and favor of God to be your portion. In the precious name of Jesus. If there is any infirmity within your body in this atmosphere, may the Lord heal you miraculously. Whatever that is a burden that you have carried into God's presence, he that gives rest, may he grant you rest. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Father, I give you thanks. You're a faithful God. Thank you for the exposure to your word, to the gospel. We hear this good news and go and excel with it. In Jesus' precious name. Strengthen us where we are weak. Be our guide. Be our light in darkness. And give us the self-will, Holy Spirit, to resist evil. And depart from iniquity. In the name of Jesus the Christ. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, have mercy on a sinner like me. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray, committing you into the hands of God, may you receive grace in abundance in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offering. You can clap your hands whilst we pray. I declare favor over your enterprise and your endeavors. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and honor the Lord on this altar. Every bibaya, yes, soon a Jesus, sorry, oh, I on OK 101.7 FM, don't miss Morning Fire on Vision 1, 93.5 FM. The Lord bless you. I love you. I'm praying for you. Watch yourself, watch the snares, and the Lord will protect you, help, and bless you.
Amen.
Two hands are lifted. Two hands. Commit your life into the hands of God. Everybody who watched us, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all of you dearly, dearly. From victory on to victory,
He's a mission. He'll be
till
every fall is vanquished.
The Lord bless you and favor you. May He increase you and honor you as never before, in Jesus' name. May the covenant blessings of Inshemu Inshakwa be your portion. You will never lack, in Jesus' name. Go in peace and in the presence of God. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. I see the beastly activity coming. I see it is attacking the system that is attacking the patience and the faith of the believer. This generation is an intolerant generation. Intolerant government, intolerant leadership, intolerant church people, intolerant church, intolerance! Intolerance. Look at that. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Yeah, why? We want God to do something for us, but we have no patience. Impatience! Impatience. You put people in office, they are very intolerant. They loot as if there is no tomorrow. Shocking! And he's talking about patience. And that is one thing this generation doesn't have. I am going to tell everybody who is watching me and listening to me, be careful you don't miss the narrow gate. Because it is so eminent when you... The Bible said you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. 2022, if there is a commodity you need, patience! Patience.
You need patience in prayer, patience in your faith, patience in your family, patience. Be patient with your wife and with your husband. Be patient.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.